Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. In the past few weeks, we've been hearing the theme of the gospel readings, the bread of life, and now we heard Jesus saying, "I am the living bread." And for the people who's hearing this in this particular time, their mind and their heart were really in a different directions. It's kind of opposing. Their mind is telling, "What is this?" But their heart is telling, "Yeah, I can see that." But because this is what's happening in Jesus, and why are we hearing this, the bread of life, for several weeks now? As a sign of a good teacher, the teacher always repeats himself or herself to his students until the students get. And I think what we can learn from this, Jesus is teaching his disciples or his crowd to learn something from what they're hearing, the message of Christ, "I am the living bread," but also to gain understanding. Learning without understanding is nothing, but learning with understanding is everything. Or you can look at the other way. We have to understand something or someone, and then we learn new things. Learning and understanding comes together hand in hand. Think about this. Your children, you tell them what to do, and you tell them, "Do your homework." Do they do it? Sometimes, but you have to keep repeating this concept until they get it in their mind. And I think that is a good experience for us to learn also, that the disciples or the people around him, whatever they're hearing is new, but I have to repeat this. My experience at Holy Family Glendale for the past few weeks has been interesting, because last week, during August 15th, the Assumption of Mary, I did my very first Spanish Mass ever in my life. Don't clap, because it wasn't good. And my brain is telling me to read this. My voice is saying something. I said, "Hijos," and I got scolded by Spanish speakers. "No, we don't say hijos, we say hijos." And we say, and I said gigantes, and he said, "No, you said gigantes." And I said, "Oh my God, I have a lot of things to learn in a few weeks." To express this in the context of the gospel reading is what's happening to the Jesus' disciples. They're hearing something, but they're reacting to something different, and it doesn't connect in their head. How come Jesus will say, "I am the living bread, eat my flesh, drink my blood"? For them to hear this, this is a scandal, because it's just not just the message, because the power of Jesus Christ is coming from God, coming from Yahweh. And that's the most difficult thing for them to accept. I want you to think about this. In your life, there's always lost in translations. Your wife, your husband, you're saying something, but it goes up in the air. Students, it's the same way. And what can we learn from this? We have to keep pushing and repeating ourselves, not just that, but think about wisdom, which we heard in our first reading and the second reading. Because in Jesus Christ, wisdom gives life. If you never gain understanding and learning, there is no wisdom. Wisdom moves us to a deeper understanding of our God, of ourself, and of our environment. And that is a gift in itself. And come to think of it, when you think about wisdom, there's a word in the scripture, it says, remain. When something is struck in our head, it goes to our heart. That stays. When you define the word remain in me, in this particular gospel, Jesus said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is completely one. Just one. But if you gain understanding through wisdom, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that understanding and learning stays in your heart. And most of the time, our spirituality stays up here, or some of us stays down here. But what can we learn from this? Jesus said, no, you have to have understanding in order for us to feel what is God telling us to do. And that is a gift in itself. And the last point I want to share to you, when there is a lost in translation, and I realize this, in life there's always lost in translation. Life is always in transition. Every day is different. Maybe we don't see it often, but because our senses become so normal to what we see and what we feel. And I listened to the mass in Notre Dame University in Indiana for their freshmen, and it was on video, and the priest said, we can't leave our children in our basement of our lives forever. They need to get out. Though it's difficult for parents to accept it, but their life is always in transition. When in transition, our hearts is all over the place. But yet, God is giving us this wisdom to understand, to do what is right and what is just. And the last point I want to bring you, it might be very difficult for some. If you might be hearing what's happening in Pennsylvania, the sexual abuse that's happening, the grand jury report, I know it's in our head, it's in our heart. The hurts, the anger, the frustration, it's everywhere. I'm hurt as much as you were hurt as well, but I think what we can learn from this is to use not just our head, but use our soul as our moral compass. There's justice needs to be done, whatever it takes. And there's also honesty with your emotions, with your intellect, with our soul as a Christian people. What happened is unacceptable. So what I can offer to you, especially now, we're talking about this, is a prayer. A prayer that we come up, not just this community, but the church, the prayer of healing. Because we don't understand everything, because we don't have the facts. But at the same time, our mind is saying we need to be healed. Our soul and our heart is saying, I need healing myself. I'm going to ask you to stand up for me, please. And we do a little prayer. And listen to these words. Holy Spirit, comforter of our hearts, heal your people's wounds and transform brokenness into wholeness. Grant us the courage and wisdom, humility and grace to act with justice. Breathe wisdom into our prayers and labors, and grant that all harmed by abuse may find peace and justice. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.